Dennis Maloney's here this morning. How are you?
I'm excellent, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your radar screen? Let's hear what kind of concerns you've got right now going on.
Concerns that I have?
Yeah.
Well, we're coming into a political season, so there'll be a lot of things thrown out there about how the city's going to hell in a handbasket. And I think the important thing to remember is that while the city of College Station has a proposed deficit of, in our budget, the next year's budget, of about $1.5 million thereabouts, that's being caused by our need to hire 18 more firemen and EMS people to handle the new fire station that will come online 2 years from now, along with the new ambulance. And so if you hear people say there's some other reason, I'll just let you know that that's not any other reason. And so we have to start hiring them now so that when the fire station's built, we'll be able to get them in there and it'll be up and running.
How about operating efficiencies? Are there some places in there where you can start paring down the expenses that the city is, so that you can hire these people?
Well, Scott, we rely heavily on sales tax revenue, the city of College Station. Our sales tax revenue are flat and actually declining. And since 40% of our budget comes from sales tax revenue, we have to find, we have to find money somewhere else. And so we've been gnawing at the bone. We're down to the bone. We've been chewing on the bone now. And so I don't know where else you can cut it. Every single department has already been instructed to cut some, and they have. And we're not hiring people the way we have before, but we're not firing people. I'm proud of that.
Well, still in both cities, they're moving dirt. I mean, you got Lowe's trying to get open as fast as they can out there, and the hospitals are expanding
out that way
as well.
Well, but Scott, see, that's not costing us any money.
No,
that's private development.
Right.
We want that. We encourage that, and we're not giving them money to build there either. So that's helpful.
Well, while we talk about the city being involved in development, let's talk about the convention center, item. And I know at the end of last council meeting, y'all were doing a little bit of workshop cleanup, and one of the things you discussed was revisiting that and putting that back on the agenda. There were two council members who voted against that, and as I recall, you were one of them. Why don't you want to revisit this?
What John Crompton was talking about, Councilman Crompton, was suggesting that we don't talk about a convention center for a while. My point is, 2 years ago, we gave direction to staff that we need a convention center. College Station is a hospitality community. Our industry is being host to visitors to Texas A&M University and George Bush Library. We're the home of those two great institutions. So a convention center is only natural to keep our visitors happy and to keep more visitors coming to our community. With more visitors come, the more people that shop at our regional mall, they go to our restaurants, they go to our hotels, it brings in tax revenue, and our sales tax revenue is very, very important to our budget. So I can't see why we don't want to continue, and at a time when construction costs are so low today, I mean, that people are so desperate for work that this is a time to build because you get more bang for the buck. So I'm for building a convention center. I mean, get all the information out there first. Go to the citizens and say, look, we do this and our hotels continue to prosper and our restaurants continue to prosper. Our regional mall continues to make money and we keep our property taxes low. Or we don't do it and it goes somewhere else and they get the benefit.
Dennis Maloney joining us from City of College Station. And I understand only natural under good circumstances to have something like that. But two things have changed since then. First of all, the financial instability. And as you discussed, tax revenues are down as far as sales tax is concerned. Mm-hmm. But secondly, I mean, you have to know that more and more people are doing get-togethers over the internet. They network visually in ways where they don't have to physically come to some place, in this case, College Station, which is not the most convenient place to be. Mm-hmm. How do you answer those people who say, there was a time, but now maybe a facility that's not nearly as aggressive as was originally planned?
And I hear that a lot, but we're a tertiary market. We're the third-level market, okay? And that market, there's still a lot of people that want to come together and meet under that environment in smaller venues, as opposed to the San Antonio and the Houston and the Dallas's convention centers. Scott, when we were kids, there was this new thing, the idea of having education through a television. Could you believe it? Bring in this magical box that was relatively new and brought into classrooms, which was going to educate us and open a whole new world of information to us, and we wouldn't need books anymore. What's come of that? there are some things, it's not going to stop. People need to meet people. You need to get out there and talk to people. There's nothing like going to a convention and shaking hands with another person and talking to them eye to eye to get your point across. That's never going to stop.
And
even though today, with the economic situation it is, it is less. But This is not stagnant. The world is not stagnant. We will we will come out of the economic depression, and we will have heady days in front of us. So I have to be planning for the long-term future, not for the short-term problem.
You talk about how 40% of your revenue comes from sales tax. Now, one of the other things that is continually used here are the roads.
Yeah.
College Station's not really making any money off the roads, and so as a result, our infrastructure suffers because we have a lot of students who come in, lots of
you
buses
bet.
Who run on these roads,
you
plus you have new development where you're going to need roads.
Right.
What is your view as to what should be done? Should there be a traffic impact fee of some kind? If yes, then how should that be attained?
Okay. On our sales tax revenue, we went from 40% down to 38% now, so we're in trouble. I would be in favor of going to the voters and asking them, is it okay to have a traffic impact fee on the utility bill? Would you approve this? Now, the cities of Austin and the city of Bryan do this. City of College Station doesn't. We have just had a report from Mark Smith, the director of Public Works, and he told us that the way things are structured in terms of renovation of our roads and construction of new roads, that we're looking a lot better than we thought we were in the past. However, you can never have too much money. You can never have too many roads. And so I would not be opposed to the idea of going to the voters and saying, look, if you allow this extra fee onto the utility bill in order to build roads and only to be used for roads, then, you know, I'll be okay if the vote is okay with it.
Okay, now I didn't see the report, but you're comfortable with what Mark said? You're comfortable that the infrastructure is healthy in College Station as far as roads are concerned?
It's a lot better than we thought it was. But, Scott, no matter what, everyone's going to one place. They're going to Texas A&M University, and they're going to the George Bush Library. And so since everyone's driving in that one direction, you have rush minutes in College Station. Rush minutes. We're not talking I-45 or 610.
Without a doubt.
And for someone that grew up in New York City, I mean, when people complain that the light turned once on them while they were waiting, it's like, wow.
Well, yeah, and you flowed traffic, certainly controlled some of that. But now let's go back a minute to this fee. Should it be per household? Should it be per numbers of people in household? How do you want to do that?
I think the way Brian and Austin do it is that they give a set a couple of dollars extra on every utility bill of the people that live inside the city limits. And so I think that's how it works. So okay. I'm not sure. I don't have the details worked out.
So four in a house would pay the same rate as one in a house?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So that wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Then how about as far as the WinWatts program? You know, I know you're a member of it, but
yeah.
I kind of have to figure that all the council members are because we're trying to make this thing go.
Not everyone's on it.
No, okay. Not all the members of council are on it?
No.
Really?
No,
are you on it?
Yeah, I'm on it.
To what percent?
10%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a few bucks a month to buy trees. What the heck?
Is this a sick puppy?
I don't know. I mean, it's not as successful as I would like it to be, of course. We'd like to be 100%. But well, after it gets out, now it's just gone into the commercial range. Commercial businesses can buy. Before, they weren't allowed to, and so I haven't seen any figures on it recently.
Fair to say the projections are below what you had wanted them to be.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a drop?
It's not 100%. I mean, no, it hasn't dropped. I mean, okay. You know, people that are buying it are still buying it.
Do you want to revisit it? I mean, do you think?
Well, we already had revisited, Scott, and lowered the amount that was being taken out for the people that want to use it on the residential side.
Okay. And then finally, as one member of council, kind of give us your overview as far as the animal ordinance, because that's something that y'all have struggled with.
James Massey did a Herculean job taking care of all those people with all their different views and their passion for the animals. And he spent 2.5 years, poor guy, on this thing and just worked it until it just about – I think it has exhausted James.
What are the elements of it that you like and the elements that you don't like?
Well, the part I like about it is that we do have a limit on how many animals you can have. If you want more animals, and I know because your lovely bride was down there that you have 5 Dachshunds, if you were in the city limits, you would go down and get a permit saying that, you know, I have 5 animals, I'm looking after them. And I'm not worried about people like you and Jackie. You love your animals more than you love your painter. I know that. And you should.
Yeah, of course.
You should,
yeah.
Those painters. But
both of them leave a mess on the carpet, but what are you going to do?
I use drop cloths.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, okay, that's
but,
it.
But the point is that to allow unlimited numbers, at a time when our animal shelter people tell us that they have such a huge spike in animals return to their facility at the end of every semester, it's insane. So, you know, I think this ordinance, and James has to be commended for this in particular, this ordinance really – protects the people that love the animals, and it protects us from those that abuse the animals. He did a great, great job. It was hard work.
There you go. Dennis Maloney, we didn't even get a chance to talk paint chips this morning.
Scott, we didn't even talk about the Welburn situation. I'm ready.
Do you see my list? Is number one? Number Let's take a minute, because I do. Again, okay. As one member of council,
sure.
I want you to talk about the Welburn situation.
Every time we're up there and we hear visitors, we get accused of being communists, of being man-eating plants, about being unsensitive people, about disrespecting every veteran that died for our freedoms. And we can't say anything because by open meetings law, and you can't comment on it. I'll tell you this. No one is allowed to vote on whether or not they're going to be annexed. And we follow the Texas State Constitution. And that Constitution was created through the blood, sweat, and tears and the sacrifices of the people that came before us. I'm not dishonoring them, and I'm not disrespecting them. And I understand that the Welburn people are concerned about protecting their lifestyle. I'm perfectly willing to create ordinances and overlays to protect that lifestyle. But do I want the city of College Station to be in such a way that we cover another city, that we have a city inside of our city, and that we can tell our police, well, go over to Welsh Avenue, but don't go over to Nantucket because they're not part of us, and our firemen to do the same thing, and for us to have to get easements from another city in order to get our infrastructure through there? Everyone knows. In fact, the biggest development that's occurred in Welburn now started in 1996. The last 14 years, that's where you see all the development. These are little neighborhoods that have grown up because they're in the College Station Independent School District. And College Station will grow ultimately to contain all of the College Station Independent School District. It's only natural. Everyone expects that. Scott, you live in Nantucket. You're not part of the city of College Station. You know someday you will be. You're not going to like it, but, you know, it's going
to
happen.
Let me roll something. We're way late, but let me roll something out just to see. And I don't know where the line of demarcation would be, if it has to do with population density or what, but if you take an area that you are about to annex that has been developed over time, what would your feeling be about having advisory members to sit with P&Z during that transitioning period?
We're going to do that. We already have given direction to Bob Cowell, who, by the way, is the best city planner in the universe, to talk with the people of Welburn, make sure we get all their concerns, and make sure that we tailor overlays and zoning protections for them in the future. And we're not looking to annex them anytime soon. We're really not. But our infrastructure, we spent tens of millions of dollars bringing our infrastructure to this area, and it's going to go through there. And for us not to let that happen is to inflict future city councils and future citizens of College Station with the horrific problem of negotiating with another city in order to bring infrastructure and services to citizens of College Station. That's insane.
There you go. Here, I wish he had an opinion. Thanks for coming
I'm going to take an assertive class. By the way, I'm just happy that Wake Forest won last night.
Oh, all right. There you go. Dennis Maloney from the city of College Station.